This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Japan's Miyagi Prefecture, construction crews will soon break ground. They're putting up prefabricated homes for tens of thousands of people displaced by the tsunami and the earthquake. Almost a quarter of a million people are now living in emergency shelters. NPR's Duale Zaikato reports that many of them will be able to move into the new units by next month.
In Sendai City, workers clear a field that will soon be home to at least 100 families. Not far away is a chain supermarket, a department store, plus two elementary schools. There's also big machinery still clearing debris left by the magnitude 9 quake. Hideharu Suzuki wears a white helmet, a thick gray jacket, and working boots. He will help manage the construction of this one location, Asuto Nagamachi, which is about 20 minutes from the center of town. Traditional Japanese homes are wood, but Suzuki says these units will be steel, pre-made outside of Sendai City and brought here. 10 square meters by 5 square meters, he says. In other words, small units, two or three rooms with a kitchen, gas stoves, toilets, and baths. Yuki Suda of Daiwa Lease says they are similar to prefab homes made for survivors from the powerful Kobe and Niigata earthquakes. The layout is about the same, he says, and these units are durable, livable enough for people's basic needs. Yumi Shimada agrees. She's strolling past this field where workers are taking measurements and didn't know it was going to be home to victims of the disasters that have crippled Japan for the last 18 days. She explains that these aren't big spaces, but it gives people some privacy, which evacuees don't have now. And living on one big tract of land, this brings together a community of people with shared experiences. It will help many people, she nods. Over at Sendai City Hall Center, volunteers are answering many calls about housing. This manager, Rie Onuma, says displaced people are earnestly in need of information. A lot of people lost homes in Sendai, so Lifeline is the critical thing. Water, electricity, gas. But we're getting more calls about housing, she says. She adds, callers are asking what the requirements are to get into prefabricated homes, how much it costs, if anything, where to register, and when they can move in. Yuichi Izumi answers those questions. He's with the Miyagi Prefectural Office. He says they will manage the construction of more than 1,100 prefabricated homes at 13 locations, and basically... Anyone who's been displaced by either the earthquake or the tsunami are qualified, he says, but the elderly and people with children will have priority. And those with physical disabilities will need to be considered too, to outfit units with the appropriate support, he adds. But moving into a prefabricated home isn't easy. Yukie Onodera is from Minami Sanrikucho on the coast. She says she, her husband, son, and daughter lived in a beautiful traditional Japanese house like the ones you see in samurai movies.
I lost photo albums of my children, clothes, school things, photos of me and my husband, everything.
But she may not have a choice on where she and her family lives. The loss was just too great.
If possible, I would like to live in a higher area in Minami Sanrikucho, together with my four family members, my hometown. That's where I want to live.
For now, she sits and waits, receiving little information from the government.
I am here. My husband and son are with my cousins. I am so irritated as I am not doing anything. I want to go home to try and find anything that's left of my home.
Duahli Saikautau, NPR News, Sendai City.